Welcome back to the Frank Fontana Show here with Kathy Hart sitting next to me, having a good old time.
I am having so much fun. I was so nervous. I'm telling you.
You feel good now? You feel like you're back on the bike?
Yeah. I put so much. I always get nervous before things, and then all of a sudden it just kind of kicks in. But you'll thank me that I used extra deodorant. That's an awesome look. Mm. If anybody's live streaming and can see Frank's
I got lips.
Big red luscious lips.
Carrie, do you ever eat these?
Are those vegan?
There's vegan wax lips. Well, let me put your mic on.
Wait.
Ladies and gentlemen, say hi to Kathy.
Do we have her?
Yeah, we're good. We're live.
The right microphone?
Say hi.
Hi.
Okay, there
she is.
Good, good.
So, I snuck in the newsroom, and they have all sorts of Halloween candy. And I got these wax lips. Do you remember these wax lips when you were a kid?
Absolutely. Did you just take a bite of them?
So good. You're supposed to eat them.
No, you're not.
I've never eaten them in my life.
No, you chew them, and then you spit them out. What do you think they're for? Just like to put in your mouth?
If I didn't have gum, when I was a kid, I did it.
I love
it. Oh, see, yours got teeth in it. No, they're upside down.
Oh, wait. What? Leave it to me.
She doesn't do Halloween, Carrie, by the way. She doesn't do Halloween.
No, I mean, I do. I'm a reluctant Halloween mom.
This is my first year actually decorating for Halloween because I've lived in Chicago for the last 18 years. So I had apartment decorations, you know, like a strand of lights on your balcony.
Like the mini tree.
Like a mini tree with like a, you know, vampire hanging off. This is the first year I have a house. We live in Granger and I've gone like bats.
Bananas. Oh, have you? Yeah. I get that.
Oh, yeah. So there's like a haunted house. There's a mansion, like a haunted mansion you can walk into with the ghouls and the ghosts and the skeletons.
Are you in a neighborhood where everybody goes all out?
Clearly, I'm the only one because there's a ton of kids in the neighborhood, but we have, you know, spider webs and little demons and all kinds of things.
Yeah.
I love that, though. I mean, especially with the little kids.
They do something really cute in the neighborhood, though. They do something called You've Been Booed. Where somebody will drop off a little bag of candy and it says you've been booed and you have to go like return the favor and go boo somebody else's house.
They started to do that in my neighborhood last year. By the way, folks, that's Carrie Carr. She was a celebrity chef, author, and brand ambassador for Kenmore Appliances. Welcome to the show.
So wait, when you boo someone, you give them a bag of goodies?
Yes. It's just a cute way to say like, hey, neighbor, here's some goodies. Right. And so you put the sticker in your window that says you've been booed and then you have to return the favor and make up a sticker, take it to somebody's random home with, you know, whatever kind of goodies you want and then drop it off on their doorstep. And
like a bottle of wine?
Like, sets the neighbor.
That's my kind of boo.
The adult version.
Yeah.
So it makes it an obligation, though. Mm-hmm. You got it. Because what if you don't boo back? Are you an idiot at that point?
Or if you get a bad boo?
Yeah, maybe,
I wouldn't want to get
a bad boo.
Mm-mm.
No, but I definitely think we should start the bottle of wine on the doorsteps in the neighborhood.
There should be a boo etiquette website for this whole thing.
The adult boo.
The coffee table boo book.
Yeah.
Hey, when you do a lot of parties, you do a lot of entertaining, a lot of cooking. Yeah. And every year it's like everyone's trying to reinvent the old stuff. But you got a new twist to your whole palette here, being a vegan. And this is kind of new for you, right? Like in the last year or so?
About, 2 years with no meat, but the last year, like, dotting on no dairy.
Okay.
And it's crazy. No, come over to my world.
No.
I am so much happier over here. And people would think, like, how could you give this up? How could you do that?
Tell her about that one vegan cheese you told me about.
Yeah.
About the what?
The one vegan cheese.
No, there will never. I'm sorry, Carrie. There will never be a vegan cheese. Remember, I lived in Wisconsin, so I am a cheese pure. I'm a cheese snob. But tell me about it, and I might try it.
How could I give up mac and cheese? I thought to myself, there's just absolutely no way. That's one of my favorites, like cheese on a burger or mac and cheese. You can make homemade vegan cheeses with cashews and boiled potatoes and carrots and nutritional yeast. It's called nooch in the vegan world.
Okay.
And it mimics the flavor of cheese, which is plant-based, completely healthy, no saturated fat, no cholesterol, does not give you the inflammation that dairy does. But what's awesome is they make all these vegan cheeses now that you can pick up at grocery stores like Miyoko's. Daya has it. Follow Your Heart has it.
I've had Daya.
Okay.
I've had the almond, which I don't love. The almond cheese, not so good.
You kind of got to go through and pick them out and see what's good. But the Miyoko's, I believe that's how you say it, she does like a mozzarella. And we made a vegan mozzarella margarita pizza the other night. And the kids who are teenagers who were never plant-based are completely plant-based now.
Really? And they like, you know what? I think it's an adjustment period. How long did it take you to adjust from go eating the way you were to going vegan? Because it took me a while to go from like normal peanut butter, you know, Skippy or Jif or whatever. And now I eat it. I saw your face. Now I'm the same way. So I eat different, you know, almond butters, cashew, whatever it is. Yeah. And I had a bite of some Skippy the other day and it was so gross.
It's gross. Right. But if like, it does take you back to your childhood for a second when you have that smoothie processed peanut butter feel to it.
But if anybody's thinking about, because like me, I'm giving you a hard time because the cheese is fantastic and it's almost impossible to give up cheese. But how long did it take you to kind of transition?
It took me one video and one documentary to see like what was really going on with the production of
Cowspiracy. Which one?
Yeah, Cowspiracy, Earthlings. What the Health is a great one to watch. There's so many of them. It just took that, but it also took knowing that like what it's doing to my health. Mm-hmm. You know, there's just so much casein and mucus that's involved with this stuff, and I don't want to preach and talk about it too much, but I'll tell you the difference that I don't have eczema, my depression is gone, my anxiety is gone, my skin is like super clear, my nails, hair, like
it does make a big difference.
No con to it, really. You
she's kind of right though, Kath, because like talking about your cellular inflammation and the stuff mm-hmm. you got going on,
right?
There's direct correlations, and I study this crap too.
Yeah.
She's right on, man. Like the food that you put in your body creates massive inflammation. Especially dairy.
One thing I love to say to people, because you know I have this opportunity as a chef to really take food and show you that we can swap this out. I can make you the best burger and mimic the taste of everything that you're used to without all of this stuff that mm-hmm. we're putting into our bodies. But you know, like this wellness shot I brought you guys, because I told you I can't come empty-handed. You know,
I got the
donuts, but I have the shot.
So wait, you have donuts?
Yeah, I have donuts,
donuts
and shots
and health
for
shots.
You.
Oh, vegan donuts and shots.
It's to balance it all out.
Right. You know, not the typical kind of shots, but these are wellness shots. We do these every single day. You know, I've been doing this for 2 years. We were talking about this.
Yep.
So real quick, Frank and I just did the opening of Sears, the reopening of Sears in Oak Brook.
With Jacqueline Smith.
Jacqueline Smith.
By the way.
Charlie's Angel. I always wanted
she's
to be a
so
Charlie's
beautiful.
Angel. Yeah.
Oh,
wow.
Charlie's
still?
She's gorgeous.
She's gorgeous. And she had 300 people lined up to get her autograph.
Oh, yeah.
Insane
wow.
fans.
Wow.
That, like wearing shirts with her picture on and bringing her flowers.
Aww.
It's beautiful.
That's awesome.
So we were like kind of weeding through, like, where's the Frank and Carrie fan?
Way in the back. It was the last four people lined over there.
I think my mom was way back there.
Exactly. No, it was a great turnout. It was an awesome event.
Yeah, it was awesome. So we started talking about this wellness shot that I do. So we juice this on Sundays, and it's just simply turmeric, ginger, and lemon. And I'll tell you right now, no joke, not one flu, cold, migraine, had nothing.
You do it once a week?
Once a day.
Oh, once a
every
day.
Every morning.
Okay.
And I brought you some. I'll do it.
I've done this. Let's do this. I'd love to
do it. If it's in a shot glass,
okay.
I'll do it.
Okay.
We have a trusty assistant here. Vanna White is joining us.
My good friend, Noelle, she came with today, and she's like, you know, she's going to Vanna White it for us. So.
Well, Vanna White, I want to take a call just to give a juxtaposition here on the idea of veganism. We're joined by Mike from McHenry. Hey, Mike, how are you?
Hi there. I'm not from McHenry. I used to live in McHenry County. My phone fools everybody.
That's you got.
Let me give you that wasn't my idea, but all right. Years ago, I worked for a place called Vegetarian Health Society, so I know all about vegetarianism, and I sold products to the health food stores, natural food stores, and vitamin stores all over the country for over 13 years. I was very successful. I studied nutrition. I probably know more about it than anybody will ever speak to. Now, the danger with veganism is this. A friend of mine used to know another guy who worked for Mel Gibson, who was not only vegetarian, but vegan. That guy was in his 20s, young guy. You know where he is now? He is dead. He had no protein in his body. How does anybody who claims to be a vegan supposed to know if they have enough protein in their body if they're not willing to drink a glass of milk?
Good question.
Hold on. Protein deficiency.
Mike, before we jump into this hot topic, because I know Carrie's chomping at the bit to answer this question, we're going to take a quick break. Mike, I'm going to put you on hold, right? And then we're going to pick this conversation up and find some answers to this.
Okay, good. Yeah, a lot of people have this question.
All right, hold on. Welcome back to the show, folks. I'm Frank Fontana. That's Kathy Hart. We're talking to Carrie Karsh, celebrity chef and brand ambassador for Kenmore Appliances. after this segment here, we're going to be giving away a new Ovation stand-up mixer, right?
Oh, yes.
Great.
Brand new, beautiful Kenmore Ovation stand mixer.
We have a fun way to give it away, too, but we're not going to talk about it right now. Right now, it's time for a shot before we get it back on the phone with Mike, because I have a feeling we're going to need
it. Time for a shot.
Oh, yes.
And this lemon,
is my
ginger, and turmeric
shot that I do every single day. It's ginger, lemon, and turmeric, and I'm telling you.
And is it juiced or?
Yeah, I just put it right through the juicer.
Cold
the juicer.
Press.
The juice. Okay. Yes. And it's going to give you a little juice.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Oh, I can smell it already.
Mm. Hoo-ha! Mm. Wow. Mm. That's good shotsy.
Wow, see, I know you would love it, but I know the first timers are.
God.
You want to back a little.
There's a lot of ginger in there.
You need a little water?
Just imagine.
I love
shot
ginger.
Of vodka?
Yep. Actually, it would taste good in a little vodka martini.
Wow. All right, I think I'm ready for Mike again. Hey, Mike.
Did we lose you? Mike, are you still there?
I am here. Talk to me.
All right, Mike, we just did our vegan shot. We want to talk to you about your statement there. I understand that how you could, you know, say loosely that somebody passed away from being a vegan. I don't know if I could fully believe that, but, you know, I don't know the situation.
Loosely, wait, let me explain. Very simply, nutrition is a science. There are six nutrients your body must have. If you're running low on one of them, you will get sick. If you do not have one of them, you will die. It is a scientific fact.
So he wasn't getting enough protein, and that's why people think he died. Okay.
He's dead.
So, Mike, I have to ask you, though, have you ever been to the protein deficiency ward of a hospital? Because they're pretty empty compared to the heart disease ward that we have and the crisis that we have with that. But the protein that you need in your body does not necessarily have to come from an animal.
I think you can get it from plants, right?
You can absolutely, because all animals ingest proteins from plants, so you're actually getting secondhand protein. So let's just say like some garbanzo beans, for example, they're 22 grams of protein per one cup.
Mm.
So we don't really need 170 grams of protein a day. The average woman needs about 46 grams of protein, the average man about 57.
So there's other ways of getting protein, and it sounds like he just wasn't getting it right.
Yeah,
I know that. I know that. Well, here's the question. How many people are going to do the math and cook up certain types of beans, lentils, blah, 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 to get the protein without harming those poor little animals? Who's going to do all the science?
I guess the question is, do you calculate your protein intake with eating what you do every day, though? So I don't think I've ever calculated protein. I don't even calculate protein now. I eat a very well-balanced plant-based diet, and I'll tell you, I've never felt healthier. I've never been stronger. There are vegan athletes out there who are killing it right now. They have
bodybuilders.
You know, you look in the whole athletic world, and they're turning vegan because their recovery times are better. Their muscle recovery is better. And just the fact of like the youth that comes out of it, and you know, people are gonna. I was that person for 40 years of my life. You know, I'm a Midwest raised girl. I lived in Texas most of my life growing up too when I was younger, and everything's meat and potatoes. But you have to shift because I saw my dad, who's super sick. You know, he's type 2 diabetic. He's on dialysis. Myriad of health problems. And I thought to myself, I just don't want to be that way. So it's my purpose and my goal to educate myself. And now here I am, like, making these vegan, you know, plant-based recipes.
Yeah.
And people are like, hey, just, you know, you don't have to go 100%, but maybe just shift a little bit.
Well, Mike, I think the point that you were bringing up is it's very confusing for a lot of people. And when they just think vegan, they think that they just have to eat whatever but no meat. But it's really important, obviously, right, Mike, that it's crucial that you include, that you educate yourself. You have to know all these. There's so many different diets, flexitarian. And
I know a lot of unhealthy vegans, too.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you could eat Doritos and Oreos till you're blue in the face and call yourself a vegan. But, you know, until you are a whole foods plant-based, and there's so much education, there's so much food out there. We're in a different time right now. You can walk to any restaurant in Chicago, and there's going to be options, or just a vegan restaurant.
Gluten-free, dairy-free, soy-free.
Yeah.
Free-free.
Everything, yeah.
And, you know, at first I was, like, a little skeptical about all of it. Don't get me wrong. You know, like, oh, gluten, oh, dairy-free. But now I understand it because I've educated myself on it.
Yep.
You
know,
you feel so much better.
I feel like a 22-year-old again.
It's overwhelming, though, for people to first start. Like, what should I do? Should I go vegan? Should I go flexitarian? Should I go plant-based? It's so confusing because there's so much information out there.
Hey, Mike, thanks for sparking a great conversation. We really appreciate it.
Can I respond?
Sure. I'll give you one last chance to respond, then we got to move on.
All right. First of all, heart disease is super common in the West. right out here because meats like bacon and pepperoni and sausage and bratwurst are overhyped, and all of those cause heart disease, which is the number one killer in the United States. Number two, if someone's going to be a vegetarian, they damn well find out if they have enough protein in their diet from somewhere. Because, like I said, the six nutrients your body must have, they are water, fat, protein, carbohydrates, vitamins, and minerals. Eating a bunch of soybeans is no guarantee of health.
Good point. Good point.
No, it's true. That's why we're talking about educating yourself if you're going to change your diet.
Absolutely.
It's important. But thanks, Mike.
Thanks, Mike.
I'm very well educated. Okay.
We'll drink a shot with you.
Yep. Sounds good. Yeah, he brings up some good points. I mean, everyone thinks about that. You know, I eat mostly plant-based, but I'm not an idiot. If I feel like I'm not getting enough protein, I get a vegan protein shake. You know, it's kind of...
Well, you think about it, the industry has always told you milk does a body good, and it actually doesn't. You know, it's the number one creator of osteoporosis out there. So, you know, are we kind of, you know, blinded by what we are supposed to do to ourselves because of all of those big posters out there
right.
that say, do this,
that's
do
a,
that?
That's a whole other debate. Yeah. I'm trying to find some new milks and almond milk.
Cashew milk is
it's
my
okay.
favorite.
Oh, so good. I think I've tried that.
Have you ever just tried to make homemade? It's really easy. You just take almonds and you soak them and you put them in a blender with like some vanilla extract and boom,
everybody keeps saying how easy it is.
It is.
But it just, I know I should. I think it's one of those things, the first time you do it, like bone broth. I make bone broth a lot. And the first time I did it, it was such a project. And now I do it, like, no recipe. I just do it.
Sure.
So it's, I think once you do it the first time, it's going to be fine. But I found some flaxseed milk that I could actually buy at the store and not make it, which is, I like that better. I'll try making it someday, but...
Try the cashew milk.
Yeah.
But hey, before we finish this whole conversation, the clarification on Latinx.
Oh, yeah.
I just got to say this before we break. Latinx is the new gender neutral term for referring to people of Latin descent rather than saying Latina or Latino.
Oh, good to know.
That's how we would use it or not.
See, we're educating
ourselves. And we're going to take a quick break here. When we come back, we'll have some news, and then we'll give away that. Well, we didn't even get to our Halloween recipe ideas.
We can get there.
All right, let's do that. We'll
and
do
eat
that.
A donut.
And then eat a donut in the meantime. We'll be right back. It's a little after 2:30. I'm Frank Fontana. This is Kathy Hart.
Hey.
Hey.
Sorry.
That's your cue to say hi.
Hi.
It's me.
I want another shot.
I do too, actually. Is it bad to do two shots of? Can you do too much turmeric ginger?
Sure it'll hurt your stomach probably a little bit, all that ginger in there. But it's actually good for digestion. So
there's a lot of ginger in there, which
there's
I love.
A lot of ginger, yeah. It's a little spicy.
That's celebrity chef Carrie Karsh, by the way, just in case we didn't introduce her. She's here to give us some Halloween treat ideas. And you brought something with you.
I did.
The donuts.
Yummy donuts.
I did. These are my cinnamon spice and everything not nice.
Oh, vampires. What's not nice?
What's so not nice about them?
Because just the way they look.
Kathy's drooling,
vampire?
By the way.
I know
you want a bite of that.
Cute with my little. Yeah, no, here. I thought I brought
I don't
want
to be rude
too.
To Carrie, Frank. Jeez.
No, please do.
So here's a cute little trick, too. You know how you make caramel apples?
Yes.
No,
but how do you make caramel apples?
Well, I mean, you get a bag of, like, you can make caramel from scratch, clearly, which takes a long time.
Oh, yes.
Or you can get a bag of caramels. But here, what I did to make the frosting on here is I took powdered sugar and my little secret ingredient, activated charcoal, instead of using a processed food dye.
That's not dye?
No, that's not dye. It's activated charcoal.
Wow.
And so,
that's so good.
It's almost like good for you. It's a good for you donut.
Yeah.
All right. So non-vegan. What do you think?
Perfect for how? Well, it's a donut. It's good.
All donuts
are good.
I'm bringing them over slowly, one donut at a time.
Right. And then what did you decorate it with?
So those are some cute little fangs that we just stuck right in there. And then I didn't have any food coloring for the bloody teeth, so I used my lip gloss. So crafty,
creative. Don't eat that.
Don't eat that. Okay. But the googly eyes, they're little sugar eyes that you can
take a note
of.
These are really cute.
I'm so impressed with the charcoal as your food coloring.
Yes, yes.
Because, that's really good for you, right?
Yes.
Are there recipes?
With activated charcoal?
No, for these donuts.
Ah, yes.
Wait, yeah, what? How do you make them?
How do you make that? Of course, yes, I will send that recipe over to you. It's actually, you can get it on my website, carriekarsh.com. or kenmore.com/livemore. I'll have that recipe up there too, but I'll send it to you guys to put on.
Did you make, you make the donut from scratch, of course, right?
Yes, of course.
Did you make it in the Ovation mixer?
I made it in the Ovation mixer.
What went into the donut?
So the secret ingredients is coconut oil and applesauce to mimic where you would put in some eggs in there and some maple syrup, lots of good spices like cinnamon, nutmeg, and a little bit of pumpkin pie spice in there.
So you can get skinny eating these donuts, Kathy.
Yes.
Excellent. Yeah. I'll have another one.
All right.
You don't need to be more skinny. You're good.
You don't need to be any more skinny. But so, yeah, so easy to make.
People keep going back to this turmeric shot. A lot of people are texting, want to know the recipe. Can you give it real quick again?
Sure. So you take a juicer, so not a blender. A lot of people will want to blend it. So you do need to have a juicer for it, unless you want to sit there and strain it all day long. But take one hand of ginger, and if you look at the size of your hand, that's about the size of a hand of ginger. Mm-hmm. And you're going to juice that with 5 lemons that you quarter up. And also about 1/2 pound of turmeric. You can find raw turmeric pretty much any grocery store nowadays.
In the produce section.
In the produce section.
It's usually right next to ginger.
It's right next to ginger, mm-hmm. kind of where you might find like the peppers or the cucumbers. Something.
When you say
like
a hand, do you mean the palm of your hand or do you mean the whole hand?
Your whole hand.
Because I got a big hand.
Yeah, if you got big hand, so maybe like half that size.
Oh,
so
my.
You know what they say about big hands, right?
Big ginger.
That's
palm.
A lot of ginger.
Exactly. A lot of ginger.
So yeah, no, very simple to make. You put it in a mason jar. It lasts 1 week.
Okay, we refrigerated.
Refrigerated. We do it on Sundays that we juice it, and I haven't been sick. I mean, I can't say that that's the cure all,
sure.
be all, you know, because I do other great.
It's
things.
It's working for you.
It's working for me. So try
to peel the ginger. I don't like peeling ginger.
You peel
no,
it?
No, not at all. No,
good.
This is almost just foolproof. You know, just put it through your juicer.
Do you have a juicer, Kathy?
I do, but then there was this big debate about juicing losing the fiber, and I needed the fiber, so you should do smoothies instead of juicing, and so I just stopped doing both because I was so confused.
It
is a confusing world out there for
I know
food. But if you're just doing this, you know, like you'll have fiber throughout the day with your regular diet, but if you do this in the morning, you know, don't worry about the fiber and it. Just worry about all the nutritional value. And I could almost guarantee you're going to have a lot less inflammation if you tried it.
Well, and especially with cold weather coming up, doesn't ginger just warm your insides?
It does. A nice cup of like warm ginger tea.
Don't you feel a little warm and fuzzy right now?
I do. I thought it was from you.
Oh, yeah.
But it's good. Okay.
So,
hey,
yeah.
Is there any other like Halloween parties? Like I'm trying to run through it. So you have your desserts, which is, this is a great option for desserts. Yeah. What about an appetizer? Any suggestions on a good, healthy Halloween appetizer?
So I'm really big into the Dia de los Muertos.
Yes, me too.
The very
what
cool. The Day of the Dead.
Muertos.
The Hispanic
See,
Day.
I told you
so
I'm
cool.
not a Halloween person.
Oh, I'm
so like, you know, the skulls that are painted with really cool colors.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Lots of, there's very vibrant colors in them. So I've made a black bean hummus and taken cauliflower. I'll post a picture to my Instagram.
That sounds cool.
Yes. You can find it at Carrie Carr Chef on my Instagram. I'll post some pictures on how
Please
to do it.
Do.
Black bean hummus and cauliflower and some like red bell peppers to kind of mimic like the bow tie. It's really cute.
Okay,
easy
good.
To do.
Good. You know what's frustrating is I have a 10-year-old, a fifth grader, and they're asking for volunteers to bring stuff to school, and everything has to be individually wrapped. We can't make anything homemade anymore. It is such...
Yes.
Even if it's
not
healthy,
allergies.
Like those
not
donuts.
Allergies.
I'd be able...
Did you like the donut, by the way?
It was very good.
Good.
It was excellent.
So you only took a bite.
Because we're talking on the air, the second my headphones
and it's
are off,
she doesn't want to get an allergy.
It didn't stop me.
I
killed her.
Actually, the activated charcoal, if you brush with it, whitens your teeth.
Yeah, do you see that on the Instagram?
So I can brush with the frosting from his donut.
Yes. Gosh, this is such a multifaceted donut.
Tell you,
so much
awesome.
Going on.
Writing the book about it all.
See what you learn in the
okay,
show.
Good.
Hey, so we have a Kenmore Ovation mixer to give away,
yes.
And we have a really fun way that Kathy thought of to give these away.
Uh-oh. We all thought of it, so okay. it we'll see if it works.
Do we want to start? How much time do we have, Ashley? Because the Bears winning, they losing. What's going on here?
It's tied right now, and there are 7 minutes left, so we have time.
Oh,
okay,
game's
so,
tied?
So this is what we're going to do. Game's tied. Okay. Go Bears. Finally, go Bears. Because I do the show every Sunday, and like I not really compete with the Bears, but they've been losing so many years that it's been great for radio.
Right. For you.
So, yeah. Kind of go Bears.
Kind of go Bears.
So, we're going to do this contest where we're going to play a Halloween-themed song, folks. So, if you want to win the brand new Ovation mixer that just came out on the market, what would you compare it to? Like,
Let me just hype it up a little bit.
Hype it,
because
girl.
Hype the Kenmore Ovation stand mixer almost like revolutionizes the world of baking it. You know, normally you have that big heavy arm that you have to lift up, or you get flour all over the place. They decided what a great idea to put a funnel right on the top of the arm instead of having to lift this heavy, heavy, heavy mechanism. So you could just pour all of your ingredients right into the mixer itself. You don't need to scrape down the sides. It's got this beautiful glass bowl. But here's the coolest part is it has a splash guard on it. So it keeps all the ingredients inside of this mixer. We debuted it at the Oak Brook store. It sells on Amazon right now. It's awesome. My whole family, I've actually gifted them to use this one mixer. So everyone's kind of passing it around the family to use
What's
it
What's been
right
the
now.
Consensus so far?
They love it, and I'm trying to get it back, and I still can't get it back from them. So hopefully somebody will give it back to me soon.
So, okay, so how are you going to win this? We're going to play a Halloween-themed song to a certain point. We're going to stop, and you, the listeners who call in, are going to finish... Right?
Kat, finish the lyrics. Right.
Finish the lyrics.
Yes. But I don't have the lyrics in front of me. So, Ashley, are you going to do that?
I do.
Producer?
I'll share them with you. You'll be in charge.
Good.
You're the music girl. So, you're in charge of this. And then, so the phone line is 312-981-7200. If you want to win a Kenmore Ovation mixer right now, call in. We're going to play the first portion of the song. It's going to stop, and you are going to finish the lyrics. If you finish it correctly, Kathy is going to be watching. She's the watch hawk on this one.
Okay.
And you'll get to win the Kenmore Standard Mixer.
Okay.
But first, we're going to take a quick break, and we'll do it right as soon as we come back. So get on the line now, folks. It's already lighting up.
Awesome.
It must go, go, go. Welcome back to the Frank Show.
Classic song.
MJ, Thriller. All right, folks. This is your chance to win the Kenmore Ovation Mixer. Kathy Hart, Frank Fontana, Celebrity Chef Carrie Karsh is here, brand ambassador for Kenmore. And this is how it's going to work. We're going to play you the beginning of a song, a Halloween theme song. You are going to pick it up from where we end off and finish the lyrics as far as you can go.
Okay.
And then who's going to judge, Kathy?
And then what are we going to do? Do like, how many callers
Probably
are we?
Probably five.
And then
so.
It's going to be the best one?
Carrie is going to pick the winner based on the best rendition.
Good thing I had that shot, because my memory is amazing after that.
Yeah,
so
I'll remember
who...
So even if they get the lyrics correct, they still have to sell it.
You got to sell this, baby.
Yeah.
You got to sing
For
it right.
Carrie to pick
let's
you.
Do this.
All right,
got
let's
it.
Get right to it, because I don't want to get cut off by the Bears here, because Hank Obi and Kaz will be coming on right after us. So let's get with Michael. Hey, Mike, thanks for calling.
Hello.
You ready to play the game?
I am.
All right, buddy. Here goes your lyric. Go ahead.
I have no idea.
That's a hard one.
That is a hard one. All right, Mike, let's see. Maybe you hang on. Don't go anywhere, because maybe somebody else won't get it either, and you still win. Hold on. All right, let's go to our next caller. We have Mary Ann on the line. All right, Mary Ann, you ready to win a mixer?
Yes.
All right, here goes your song.
I hope it's easier than the first one. Same one. I'm dumb.
Let's do the time
again. Oh my God, I think this is too hard.
Is it?
I can't even hear what he's singing.
All right, but that was good. That was a good shot.
Good.
I think that was good. You took it a step further than Mike, which is good. So hold on.
All right.
Let's go to our next call. We're going to mix up the songs here. Let's go to, you got her on lock, Ashley? All right.
Yeah, we have to do an easier song.
Let's go to Dan here. Dan, you ready to play the game?
Oh, this is going to be terrible.
Well, hold on.
No,
we're
going to
mix it up now. All right, go ahead.
It's Thriller, I know that.
Yeah, I don't know the words to this either. Do people know the words?
Did you know that line? I know that next line.
Oh, hell, I thought this was going to be easier, Dan.
You want to take a stab at it, Dan?
Not really.
All right, hold on.
All right,
stay on the line. All right,
okay.
let's go to our next caller. Jerry, you want to mix up the song again? Ashley, let's make it up another song. All right, Jerry, here's your chance at fame.
Okay.
was looking for the place called Lee Ho.
Oh, this is easier, I think.
Gonna get a big dish of beef chow mein.
Ow! Just give us a...
That, you beat me to it. I was going to do... Ow!
Good! That's awesome.
All right, good, Jerry. That was good. Hold on a sec. We're going to go to our last contestant here. Ashley, you want to lock Jerry in for me? All right.
Oh, my God. This is not going well, you guys.
Let's...
I think we need some Ear-to-Ear lyrics.
Yeah, I don't...
Do you have one more song for us, Ashley? No?
Do Werewolves of London again.
Oh, let's do Werewolves of London again. That's fun. All right, Roberta, this is your shot at winning the Ovation.
Oh, my Lord.
He was looking for the place called the Whole Foods. Gonna get a big dish of beef chow mein.
Yeehaw, I love Halloween.
You're supposed to do the awoo.
Yeah.
All right. Well, you heard from Roberta, Jerry, Dan, Marianne, and Michael Carey. It's a tough lineup there.
A tough lineup.
Should we do one more?
Should we give everybody... That was hard enough as it was.
That was tough. That was tough.
That was really hard.
But I think the cutest to me was Roberta at the end. I loved that. Like, she was like, ooh, she was in there.
Added her own little lyrics in there.
She added her own lyrics. She had the confidence. So I'm going to pick Roberta.
All right, Roberta, did you hear that? Carrie selected you out of every... I just dropped her off the line. Call back, Roberta. You won.
This is going great.
I'm so sorry. I think she's coming back.
Oh my God.
And Ashley just bumped her off the line, too.
That's the green button, Frank.
I know. There's so many buttons to push.
Roberta, call back.
That was great.
We had your number, I think. But
I mean, yeah. I got to be honest. I don't think I could have finished Thriller.
You could have?
That was the only
one. All right. No. Let's call him out.
Can Ashley do that? Because she's trying to get Roberta back on the phone.
Hold on. I'll go for it.
Ashley, play Thriller, and let's see if Frank can actually finish the lyrics.
Singing
she's
debut.
She's got Roberta back. So let her put it on hold, and I'm going to go for it.
Okay.
I just put my
Can you do the dance, too?
I don't know the...
Let me just share a little secret that many people don't know.
Yeah?
I owned the Michael Jackson red zipper jacket, the leather one.
Yes.
In the day.
You did?
Oh, yeah. I rocked it, too.
I can see that.
I'll admit one more thing. My mother permed my hair.
Wow.
Because she was a hairdresser. She's like, it'd be so cute if you just had all those little curls
have, like,
in your hair.
Kind of hair did you
long
have?
Enough to perm it.
Okay. It's permanent.
So
it lasted for how long?
Too long.
Perms last for what?
Three months
back then?
Oh, yeah.
It was a bad move.
6 months?
Bad
did you have
move.
Like the breakaways? Like
I had everything.
Oh, you need to find a picture.
I do.
I want to see that picture.
I hope not.
All right, no more stalling. Let's call Frank out on this.
Do it. Play the Thriller.
And see if you know the lyrics. Because I have no idea. You hit the door swing. Realize there's nowhere left to run. You feel the cold. Wonder if you ever see the sun. I start to dream.
Is that right?
Nope.
All right. It sounded something
you
like...
You close your eyes.
Oh, you close your eyes and...
And start to dream.
And start to dream, right?
This is just imagination.
Oh, it's close enough. I had the falsetto. I had the
falsetto
good.
You did.
It was thrilling.
That was great. Well, we have Roberta back. Let's try not to kick her off the line this time. Hey, Roberta.
Hi, Frank. How are you?
You did it.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Thank you and Kathy. It's been a great show this afternoon. I really enjoyed it.
Thank you.
We appreciate that.
So what's the first thing you're going to make with your mixer?
I don't know. I'm a real cook, so I always love new appliances. So I'll let you know at another show. How about that?
All right.
Perfect.
Roberta, do me a favor. Whenever we get your information, make sure that you post some pictures to our Kenmore Facebook page so we can see what you made in that Ovation stand mixer.
Oh, I certainly will.
Yeah.
I'd love to do that.
What's the the Kenmore handle?
You can go to kenmore.com/livemore for all of our recipes, or you can get subscribed to us on our YouTube channel at Kenmore.
Okay.
You can also get all my recipes for Kenmore that we just created. The Ovation Stand Mixer cookbook that I created comes with it.
Nice.
So,
awesome.
That's great.
Yes, Roberta, you get your own cookbook in there, too.
Congratulations, Roberta. Hey. Hang on. My producer, Ashley, will get your information, and we'll make sure we get that out to you.
Great.
Thank you, guys. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Roberta.
And we're going to take a quick break and wrap things up here. It's been really fun. Carrie, thank you so much.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks for the shot.
How are you feeling? Do you feel healthier now?
Yeah.
I could do another 4 hours.
I have a lot of energy.
Yeah, exactly. All right, we'll be right back. That does it for us, folks. Thank you so much, Kathy Hart. Thank you for being here today. It was so awesome.
Thanks for letting me come play. It was fun.
Are you going to come back again?
I will. Well, are we filling in on Wednesday?
Wednesday, October 17th, we'll be filling in for John Williams from 1 to 3. And
okay.
The following Sunday, you'll be back, right?
No, the 21st, next Sunday, I will be gone. And then the 28th, I'll be back.
Sweet, folks. So you'll have Kathy back here hanging out with us. We'll have some fun. Join us Wednesday with John Williams. It's been real. Visit us online at frankfontana.net.
And I think I'm at Kathy Hart Chicago, but C-H-G-O.
Joe.
Yeah, C-H-G-O.
All right, the Steve Cochran Show celebrates the most valuable person on the planet weekday mornings at 720 on 720 WGN Chicago. Hey, smart speaker users, say just play WGN Radio on TuneIn. Here's Kathy with something to say.
Oh, coming up, the stories that matter with Pam Jones from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom on WGN Radio.